I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies, who are the listeners of today's episode of Muslim Lady. This is IRAB English Radio, and I'm so happy that I've got the honor to be here with you. This is Asma. We have the pleasure to have Sister Zainab with us. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming here and being a part of another episode of Muslim Lady. Well, as the usual plan and schedule of this program, we usually want you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself, though the loyal ladies who are following us all the time, they probably know you, but for the people who have just joined us, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am Turfatulain Zainab Askari, usually known as just the last name Zainab Askari. And I have studied Hausa for more than a decade now, and also studied contemplation of Quran on the sidelines. And apart from that, I also... have degrees in like bachelor's in science and then master's in linguistics, and have been writing about women topics for more than 3 years now.
Very good and amazing. There is a claim in modern psychology that is very interesting and very enchanting and deserves to be talked about, and that is go by your intuition. Whenever you feel something is giving you the vibe of negativity, and whenever you feel like there's something wrong with something, leave it, whatever it is. Be it a person, be it a job, whatever. Now, this is very interesting. What if I feel bad about something that happens in my marital life? How can I just leave it?
Well, at the very core of this discussion, this advice, the psychological advice, lies a sense of protecting your mental and emotional well-being. You know, it prioritizes listening to your intuition, like, as you said, the gut feeling.
True.
And removing yourself from the sources of all that chronic stress, toxicity, and unhappiness.
Yeah, the same as when we say, if you see a toxic person, just avoid them.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah, it's the same. But for this psychological advice, I will go both for it and against it. So
nice. Let us start with for it.
Okay, for it. Continuously enduring a toxic job or a draining relationship or something that is having a high stress situation that can lead to anxiety for you or depression, or they can bring about the burnout. I think here, leaving protects you from the long-term psychological harm.
Exactly.
So I am with this statement, yes. Like if that is...
It would save you from depression. It would save you from anxiety.
Yeah. Provided
and from
that if
fully
you are enduring it for a long time and continuously, like there has been no way out. You have tried all ways out, and now there's only this enduring. So enduring pain is not an option. Like, you know, even in Surah Tahrim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, why have you made haram for yourself what we have made halal for you? So why have you forbidden, why have you sanctioned for yourself something that we have, you know, made halal for you? So you can do it. Like, you can, it's okay to leave something. It's okay to leave a relationship that's, you know, that's not a... that's in which you're enduring pain only.
Yeah.
So it's okay. So even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us green light.
So imposing too much of pain to yourself, to your body, to your brain is not appreciated.
Recommended. Yeah, it's not appreciated. So yeah. Another thing is that your gut feeling, as we said, that listen to yourself, listen to your intuitions. Your
mostly
gut
to your
feeling
heart.
Is often your subconscious mind that picks up on the red flags and that your conscious mind has not processed yet.
Exactly.
So, yeah, the advice, this same, again, modern psychological advice teaches us that we must trust ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sometimes,
and it's very interesting. By the way, it actually tells us, it gives us some hints about the sixth sense.
Yeah.
Like, there are many people who would feel things before they happen, even a month or 2 months before it happens. They've got this feeling that, okay, don't go for this job. Okay,
yeah,
skip this journey, like skip this travel. Don't go to, for example, that person's house. They would tell you these things and that would happen to come out as something very true, as a fact. So first of all, I guess it depends on what kind of a person you are, because some people, as a result of their traumas and of depression and of many things, they've been so negative about everything.
Yeah.
So when technically, when we say trust your heart and intuition, that's not about a person who's already suffering from a kind of a mental disease. In those occasions, I guess, it is anxiety. It is not your sixth sense telling you something to do something that is good for you.
Yeah. And again, like, there's your... It prevents you from wasting your years of life on people.
Time and energy.
Exactly. On the people, on the paths, on the places that are not right for you. That time and energy can be redirected rather,
yeah,
to a more something more fulfilling pursuits.
Exactly.
So, for example, we have been told in Quran, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ, as Allah swears by the passing time. The time is passing very fast, and indeed the human being is in, humanity is in grave loss.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back. This is Muslim Lady. Sister Zainab is in here, and I'm Asma. We're talking about the sort of intuition and this third eye, sixth sense, whatever you call it, the thing that comes from the beyond and tells you that don't get into this or get into that, or skip this guy, get into that job, or for example, these kind of stuff that seem very metaphysical, but they come to save you. Most of the overthinkers that we see in our lives, they are usually actually not very much appreciated for the act of overthinking, because with overthinking, with too much brooding over something, comes anxiety.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about anxiety and giving it too much of a thought, but we're talking about a feeling that haunts you for a moment and tells you that this is not the right decision.
Right.
Don't get into it. You have to trust this one.
You have to trust this one because you are not a passive victim of your circumstances.
Yeah.
You have the power to walk away and choose a different path. So, again, this advice, this psychological advice that we have been talking about today, it gives you the, it reinforces that you have the control over your life. You're not some passive victim or something, right?
Yeah.
So again, staying in a situation that you hate, it often leads you to deep resentment, and leaving early can prevent that bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, these are my fours.
Exactly. So
the psychological advice.
Your fours are because you believe that, and it's so very logical and it makes sense, that you shouldn't suffer too much of pain. When
yeah.
you can control it, why not?
Yes.
And then for your mental health, you don't have to endure something that is not going to give you any blessings, it does not going to have any outcome, any positive outcome in your life. And
right.
third of all, it's going to save your time and energy, which is technically your lifetime, and that is a huge investment.
Right. And I repeat that I said, like, if you're continuously enduring all that, it's very important to remember that, because we also have this hadith, beautiful hadith, that says that a believer does not get hurt twice from the same source. So
exactly.
You don't let that, you don't allow that.
Once
as a wise
beaten,
believer,
twice shy.
Yeah. So as a wise believer, you don't allow that to happen. So exactly. When you have a way to walk out, just walk away. So. If you have been just enduring for a long time. So now my cons or against for the same moral advice are also like I would start with the against why I'm against this moral advice is because, you know, a bad feeling, it can be temporary discomfort as well. Sometimes we misconfuse it with that.
Yeah, that's what I said. The people who are suffering from depression or maybe negative thinking or maybe the people who are true overthinkers with anxiety.
Indeed. So it's not always a red flag.
On the contrary, they shouldn't trust their intuition.
Yeah. It could be just a temporary discomfort. So you have to check on, is it just a temporary discomfort or is it literally a red flag that I should be working out with?
Exactly.
So, yeah, you know, growth usually happens. We have seen that growth usually happens outside our comfort zone. When we are out of our comfort zone, that's how we grow. And when we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with the pains, with the, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I test the believers with the troubles when I send them. And sometimes he says, I test them with the blessings that I give them.
Yeah.
And at times he says that I test them with the
sorrows,
the troubles, the pains that I send their way. So, leaving at the very first sign of difficulty can mean that you are missing out on an incredible opportunity for development.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when Allah
but
says
at
that
the time, you're not
test,
going to look at it as a development.
Yeah. So, like, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that test was for trouble was a test, that means that there was definitely some incredible development in it, which we are missing out just by because I was not comfortable.
Because
with it.
We're not just ready to leave our comfort zone
exactly.
And get into that very harsh sailing stuff that is in front of us. And we believe that it's better to avoid it than to get into it. But we talked about the fours, like why, yes, it's a good assumption and a good perception. Because you don't need to get into too much of pain and troubles and you don't want to waste your time and energy. For these points, it could be very helpful. But there's also another perspective, and I think that's a very deconstructive perspective of it, which is if you do not get to eat your ugly frogs, then how are you going to be flourishing a lot more of your potentials?
Indeed.
So this was another perspective. And by the way, since we're talking about ladies and not just all ladies, Muslim ladies, it's very interesting that women have got it in their in the core of their existence. Like they are good predictors of things. They can predict things before they come.
Yeah.
And it's just like there is this avalanches of inspiration that gets into them.
Yeah.
And then they can predict that, okay, don't get into this or don't get into that. Like women are so good at this.
Right. So exactly. And if you always get, leave things when it gets hard for you. You don't develop that resilience, as we are saying, and you don't develop the conflict resolution skills, which are very important in life if you have
and
to survive.
You're
going to
nurture a crowd personality out of yourself,
and or the ability to endure the short-term pain for long-term gain. It's very important
because,
you know, we have this saying in Urdu again that says "kuch paane ke liye kuch khona padta hai," which means to achieve something, you have to lose something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, again, I would say to endure short-term pain for long-term gains.
And by the way, now that we're looking at the other side of the story, we don't mean that pains that are really unnecessary.
Yeah.
We mean the kind of pains that they've got a lot of blessings.
Yeah.
Like a tornado, to get into a tornado that when it's just gone, you're going to see a heaven before yourself.
Yeah. So life will always present you challenges. Life
definitely.
Life is full of that, you know. And
a silent sea does not make a perfect sailor.
Yeah. And you can't run from all of those difficulties and challenges. As you said it beautifully.
Yeah,
metaphorically, yeah. In a more poetic way.
That's what life is all about, I guess. And yeah. I do believe that us women have got this power to, first of all, predict, second of all, find ways to deal with it, and third of all, to make the best decisions, whether do I have to get into this or not. And the answer is actually are related to what kind of person you are and what kind of perspective you have and what are the goals of your life. So thank you, Sister Zainab, and thank you, dear listeners. This was all for today's episode. I hope you have just enjoyed that. Until another episode, I leave you to God's never-sleeping eyes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges.